I feel I would be remiss if I didn't say a few words this morning about July 4th and 250 years and what all that means to us. As Christians, what that means is we've been blessed by God.
Amen.
That's the real bottom line. I was curious about the whole thing about, well, how long do democracies really last historically? And so, being, as you know, a little bit of a history buff, I did a little bit of digging. Well, you hear commonly, well, 200 to 250 years, that's when they cap out. You know what? That wasn't based on research. There was a Scottish fella by the name of Alexander Tytler, and he made that estimate years and years ago, and it stuck. And people have passed that around for a long time. The truth is that electoral democracy like we have has been around for very few years. Most democracies were established after the Cold War. Think about that. We're old enough, most of us, to remember the Cold War and all of the little countries that changed and came out from behind the Iron Curtain and all that reorganization. Well, that was where most of the democratic nations were established in recent history. Therefore, most of them are less than 30 years old. Countries over 100 years with democracies, there's only about 10 of them. And most of them you would very readily recognize. Of course, US, but then New Zealand, Australia, Switzerland, Canada, etc. All major companies that are countries that we know something about. The University of Chicago did a study on parliamentary democracies. So we're talking about UK, for instance. That's about 48 years before there's generally a collapse, a rewrite, or a coup. So on average, about 48 years. Presidential democracies typically last about 24 years. Y'all, we're at 250 years. But if you read our Constitution, you listen to our Pledge of Allegiance, it's all about God. It's not about us. That's why we're still here. The Constitution of most countries lasts about 19 years. That's the average. Got a 250-year-old constitution. That is outstanding in the world. We set a world record, not just for fireworks, but for our constitution. France, for instance, has had 5 complete rewrites since 1789. So they have actually, they're on their 5th generation of a new, if you will, regime. So that's about 48 years, every 48 years on average, that they have made a major change. So people say, well, okay, but there's the Roman Empire, right? Everybody holds the Roman Empire up. Yep, Roman Empire, that's it. They lasted for several centuries. If you go back and you look at the Athenians and all these other groups that contributed into that, well, there's a problem with that. They did have some democratic elements. But you know, when you name Caesar God and he's the supreme ruler, you're not exactly a democracy anymore. And besides, they lacked checks and balances. We are one of the few democratic countries in the world that has got formal checks and balances. So you see, again, where does this all point? It all points to the fact that our nation was founded on God. And that is where we need to focus. 250 years is excellent. In world history, 250 years is beyond anybody else's reach. But it's not beyond God's. So I don't know what the Lord has in store for our country. But I know that we're here for a purpose. Amen. And a big piece of that purpose is our Christianity and our Christian outreach. So as you think about the 4th of July, you think about all the stuff that's going on, turn your attention towards the Lord. He's the one that's provided all of it, 100%. All right. Well, let's open with a word of prayer and get down to what we're really about here today, which is worshiping the Lord. Let's turn our focus 100% on Him at this point. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the blessings of this day. I thank you for who you are, that you're unchanging. And Lord, we're excited about 250 years, but you always were and you always will be. And you're in control of all things. You're completely sovereign. Lord, you are the king of your kingdom. You are the one that establishes each and every person, each and every nation. And you control all things to the uttermost detail. So, Lord, we worship you and we honor you this morning and we lift you up. We praise you for your holiness and for your glory and for your might. And, Lord, for your righteousness. And, Lord, we know that one day all things will be made right. And Father, we look forward to that day. Lord, I thank you for the freedoms that we have in this country, the opportunity that we have to come and worship you, and we know, again, that's made possible only by you. Lord, I thank you that we can walk out in the streets and not be afraid. That's a rare thing in this earth today. Lord, I look forward to the day when you consummate the age and all things are completely perfect again. But as we go into your service today, Lord, I just pray that you help us to shut the world out. Help us to shut out the events around us and help us to focus exclusively on you. Lord, I just pray that everything that we say and everything that we do today will be honoring to you. And I pray this in Jesus' blessed name. Amen.